Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, listeners. And welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, and this is a weekend emergency episode, and it's titled June Tariff Surprise. Here come the tariffs again. Are you ready, or are you just hoping it's going to work out? Hey, and this is Volume 5, Episode 79, and I'm your host, Dan Owens. I'm a building products veteran, voice of reason in your friendly neighborhood gut check. Okay. Here we go. Deja Tariff. Again, Dan Owens here, and welcome to this emergency episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. That's right. This is one of those episodes where we pause our regular scheduled programming, and we're going to break in this weekend and talk about something that's about to shake up your week. Okay, you don't even see it coming. Pricing, margins, maybe your mood. Hey, while most of you were getting ready for the weekend on Friday and hey, cooking out, getting ready for vacation. Hey, and that's okay. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And that's why I am here. Okay, I got your back. I got you covered. I'm ever vigilant looking out for stories and news and information that's going to impact the building products and construction space. But again, have your back. And I wanted to give you the heads up so you'll be prepared for the chaos that's about to happen this week. Let's call it what it is, tariff deja vu. Okay, here we go again. Just when we thought we could breathe, President Trump on Friday, this past Friday, late in the afternoon, has announced plan to double steel tariffs by 50%. I'm going to say that one more time. President Trump on Friday, that was May 30th, has announced plans to double steel tariffs to 50%. Okay, cue the groan from everyone who buys steel. And this is on the heels of the announcement that Nippon Steel, it's Japan Steel, and U.S. Steel are waiting for President Trump to sign an executive order overturning one by former President Joe Biden that blocked the deal. Now, whether this actually happens or not, you know, we don't know. And I'm not going to get political, you know, whether you agree or disagree. I'm just reporting the facts and how it's going to impact you. So whether it happens or not, markets typically react before policies do. So it doesn't matter if it's law or been approved. If you're, you know, your steel guy, your steel supplier is already clearing their throat and getting ready to raise prices. Okay. It's coming. So with that, I want to give you an episode to kind of take a breath. And here's what we do. So what happens next? And what can you not afford to do? Here's three things that you don't want to do. Number one, don't panic. Okay, take a breath, because it's going to affect everyone. And with that, number two, pretend that it's not going to affect you, because it is. And do not wait for your mill or broker to let you know what's up, okay? Because this is public information and you know it's going to impact you. But here's what's going to happen. Prices will probably spike, maybe fast, maybe sneaky. Lead times are going to start shifting. Customers will not understand why their quote from last week is now outdated. Okay, now you're going to be tempted to eat the margin just to keep the deal, but don't do it. Okay, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. So this isn't the first time our industry, the building products, you know, the construction space, has faced this kind of mess. If you've been in the trenches as long as I have, you know one thing. Winners don't wait for certainty. They prepare for the chaos, and that's what's about to happen. So again, you know, for most of you, this week, your week just got thrown into the trash. You're scheduled. Look, this is going to be a topic in most of the, you know, executive meetings, board meetings, ownership meetings, management meetings. It's going to be a big topic this week. So there's two camps on this. Okay, domestic versus import. Okay, now you're both at risk. So let's break it down by sourcing strategy. So there's two main camps in our world right now. So one, domestic buyers. So, you know, say, hey, I'm primarily buy all my steel in the U.S., whether it's, you know, U.S. Steel or Nucor or whoever. You know, you're saying, hey, Dan, we buy U.S. steel. We're good, right? Well, kind of. Okay. Until every import-heavy buyer pivots and floods your mills with demand, then prices go up, capacity shrinks, and then your safe zone starts to, you know, look a little crowded. So you'll likely see unexplained price hikes, delays in mill response, and more pressure from customers who think you're gouging them. How about those of you who are import-heavy or hybrid buyers? Well, you're saying, well, Dan, we source globally. Should I be worried? Yes, you should be. Tariffs at 50% aren't a maybe in your world. They're a margin killer. You could be looking at immediate cost increases, container backups, disrupted vendor relationships, and angry sales reps wondering how to explain this to the customer. All right, so here's what you're going to do. Now, I'm going to, you know, make an offer here, and it's free. I put together a tariff response playbook, and I've got just kind of a general response, and then one specifically depending on whether you're a manufacturer, a distributor, a contractor, GC, or you're an architect, or even a sales rep group. All right, so if you want a copy, it's free. Look, no obligation. Either, you know, email me at info at PlatinumBusinessConsulting.com, or direct message me through LinkedIn, or just, you know, in the comments, put, hey, send me a copy and make sure I have your contact information. Either, you know, I could respond to you directly, or if I get your email. But again, this is going to help you a lot. So anyway, it's no fluff, no drama. So number one, okay, pricing protocols, don't wing it. You have to build or update your surcharge policy. You need to create if and then pricing triggers with clear internal rules for all your order management salespeople. You need to prepare pre-written language to use in quotes, emails, and bid disclaimers or quote disclaimers. Okay, so that's number one, pricing protocols, don't wing it. Number two, customer communication. You want to say it before they ask, okay? You got to be proactive here. Don't disappear. Show up early and explain what might be coming. Proactively reach out to your top accounts and don't rely on mass emails. Okay, you got to pick up the phone and you have to talk to people. And I know it's not going to be comfortable, but you got to do it. Use a consistent message across sales, order management, customer service, and leadership. Like, for example, hey, Clint, we're closely watching the potential steel tariff hikes. While nothing's set in stone yet, we want you to know what we're preparing for and how we'll keep you in the loop. Okay, so look, you're providing clarity. Clarity equals trust. Trust equals customer retention and loyalty. All right. Again, say that one more time. Clarity equals trust. Trust equals retention and customer loyalty. Okay. Number three, operational tightening. You got to squeeze the slack. You got to look at where you're losing money. Can you get your quoting and estimating process faster? Can you get your orders entered sooner? Okay. Are you losing leads or orders due to slow response or lack of follow-up? Every point of friction inside your walls makes external turbulence worse and adds to cost. Okay, so you want to fix it now while you can. All right, number four, margin through service. Be the hero, not the victim. Okay, so here's what you need to do. And this is going to be tough, okay? This is going to be tough for a lot of you. You need to outservice the market. Your prices are going to go up, but you need to provide better lead times, better response, better information, better quality, all the above. You better get your service up to par, and actually you need to outservice the market. Okay, can you deliver faster? Can you communicate better? Okay, can you provide job site or delivery updates or easy scheduling? Okay, you got to communicate with your customers. In these chaotic times, service is your moat, okay? That's the moat around your castle. Okay, excellent service. What you want to do, and again, if you listen to me before, success formula is this: execute the basics flawlessly, make it easy for customers to do business with you. Now, I'll add a third one. You got to outservice your competition. You want help? Look, I got your back. And now listen, just a disclaimer here. I'm not a supply chain analyst. I'm not here to predict delays or the next port shutdown. What I am here to do is help you, one, build customer trust with messaging that works, protect your margins with process clarity, and turn uncertainty into a competitive advantage. Look, I've worked, you know, for manufacturers, with manufacturers, contractors, distributors, and rep groups through the last few tariff roller coasters, and I know what works in the real world. We've all seen this movie before, and most of you are capable of doing it, but what happens is you get caught up in all this, you know, corporate shuffle and meetings and all the chaos. You know, you need some clarity. So look, if you want to unpack this with your team, I've got a couple of things. You know, like I mentioned before, I have a tariff response checklist or playbook. Again, direct message me, comment on the post with your contact information. Just don't put your email. Just say, hey, send it to me and I'll send it to you through LinkedIn. Or you can email me at info@platinumbusinessconsulting.com. I'll send you a free PDF copy, okay? It's going to help you a lot. So, you know, and if you're interested in some team training on price messaging, I can help with that. Now, that's not free, but I can help you with that. Or if you want a free 30-minute discovery call where I can help you during this time, go to my website, platinumbusinessconsulting.com. There's several links you could click on to schedule time to meet with me, okay? Again, message me, reach out to me, and I just want to talk, like real talk, to help you get ahead of this thing that's about to impact your life. Closing thoughts, like, let's don't let the headline wreck your year. Now, look, I just did a podcast on you know, where are you at? It's halftime, okay? And you know what? When I did this podcast last week, obviously I had no idea this was going to happen. But it's actually germane. It actually flows right into what I was talking about. You've got 6 months left in this year. Don't let one policy announcement derail your momentum. The businesses that survive this volatility are the ones who prepare, communicate, and lead. So here's your moment. Okay, I'm going to repeat this. Don't panic. Don't hide. Tighten up your game and lead the charge. Hey, and if you need some backup, you got me. I'm here. I got your back, okay? But I can't help you if I don't hear from you. Again, this is a emergency weekend edition of the Platinum Business Break podcast. So thanks for listening. And I'm Dan Owens. I'm your favorite battle-scarred building products construction buddy. Signing off until next time, all right? Remember, keep your margins clean, keep them up, and your communication even tighter, all right? That's all I got. Over and out. We will see you next time. Bye.